Hello everyone, I'm really interested and excited to try this recording. It's for PTSD, that as everybody knows now is post-traumatic stress disorder. And last night when I was going to sleep and trying to think about things to do with this, because I know so many of us have got PTSD, have had it, or will trouble ourselves at one time or other in our life. And I was thinking to just, what kept going over in my mind was the same letters, but I'm not going to think of it in those post-traumatic stress disorder any longer, because PTSD now is, please stop dumb, please, P, oh gosh, please to stop dumping. Please to stop dumping on me, meaning my memories and thoughts. I just don't want to be dumped on any longer. And this recording, there, I know there are so many things out there now that they say is wonderful for PTSD, and I agree, there is. There's so many things, hypnosis, relaxation, CBT, tapping, eye movements, many, many things. And whatever helps, please do and try over and over again. This is going to be quite a mixture. And I really, really hope that it might help a lot of people. It's certainly all these techniques or thoughts and things and suggestions in this do and have helped me. And also, I just want to tell you that being consistent with information, being consistent, repeating sequences over and over again creates consistency, which is what has happened in the memories that come back that disturb you. They just keep coming over and over again. They ruminate, they echo, like that echo we don't like. Some echoes are amazing, but that over and over and over again that comes back just gets crammed and makes an awful pathway through your brain. So we're going to get some space, and please just be consistent with the information or listening to this CD. Oh, CD, goodness me, how old am I, for God's sake? Excuse me. If you have anything that at any time any of the people listening to these want to say, please go on our Calming Mind Therapy. And we have a Gmail, calmingmindtherapy@gmail.com. If there's things that I have said wrong, please, you know, or you'd rather have different, please let us know. But we all know, and I hope you're settled comfortably. This, I can't call it a night soother, probably, because it's not going to soothe you if we're reminding us of things that we don't want to remember. But I know that that's one of the worst times when these things come back. So it will soothe you, because my voice, just droning on and on, will, whatever I'm saying to you, will go to your quiet mind and not trigger an episode. So you can quite happily play it as often as you like, hopefully, and get this new thought process going. And please, please just use my voice as a trigger to calm you down. That's what this whole purpose of all these recordings are, that you can use any one of them, and very, very quickly, my voice will calm you down. So we all know that PTSD can develop after experiencing or witnessing life-threatening events, combat, abuse, disasters, car accidents, even an event or most events that come at you intensely with very little warning. And then you have upsetting memories and you're nervous and edgy. And it's all completely understandable. But it can be very difficult recovering after a terrifying event. And it manifests in many ways: isolation, heightened emotional responses, negative self-perception, It can be extremely hard on your body and your lifestyle, but you're not alone. This can change or be controlled, and one of the best ways is to activate the body's relaxation response, and this will ease emotions any way you can. When you can relax and just let go, and your breath changes to a long, slow exhalation, your vagus nerve will calm you down. It's only the reverse thing that you do, which is breathe fast, hold your breath, go into a panic or fear, that creates and brings back those memories. So remember, just calm down. This will pass, and we can aid it to pass much quicker, and then it won't happen, hopefully, at all. And when it does, if it does, you're going to please stop that dumping. Please that stop dumping, PTSD, the same letters, but it won't dump on you. And so you can just look at it as something that has happened in your life. And whether we think so or not, it's going to make you and has made you a much stronger, wiser person. And so what's happened to you is you've been living in a hyper-aroused state for a long time now. So we're going to take the time to relax, let your quiet mind perform the healing it can absolutely do. You're going to welcome it. You need to do nothing. Just let your mind and body relax, repair, reprocess, and reclaim the peace of mind that you deserve. Give yourself permission to suffer no more. Listen to these suggestions as many times as you need for as long as it takes. Healing takes time. You just need to let it happen and rewire your brain with new pathways. Pathways of peace. This is your new pathway to peace. Repeat and repeat and repeat. And I am recording this at home. I've heard one of the dogs outside howling, and we have had snow. I don't think the recordings work too well from home. I live out in the trees, and I believe a neighbour has just started ploughing the road. So if there's some odd noises, just stay calm. All is well. And I hope that this recording progresses. If not, I will try and listen to it and read it. So, just day-to-day past experiences settle in our subconscious. Just let them fade away right now. Other influences fade away. Your body and mind are going to start working like never before. You may not understand how the mind and body works together, but I'm sure you can understand teamwork. Teamwork between your mind and body can and will create some remarkable and positive changes. The more relaxed, calm, and comfortable your body becomes, the easier it will be for you to enjoy this experience. And as I talk, as I speak, you have no need to listen. Just relax. If it becomes a zzzz, or you just hear the rain machine going in the background and you drift away, or things come into your mind, that's fine. That's perfectly natural. Just let go. Let go of difficulties, both physical and mental and emotional. and focus on you. You, the most important person in your universe. There's absolutely nothing wrong in realizing your own importance. So as you slip deeper and deeper into relaxation, your body now settling down into the bed, the couch, the sofa, wherever you decided to just sit and let go. This is a safe place. You are calm, sinking deeper and deeper into that quiet space as I speak. And you're taking care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, you cannot and will not be able to take care of others. So there's absolutely nothing you need to do or not need to do. Because everything you do will allow you to recognize that I can say many different things, and there is no need for your conscious mind to pay attention to anything I say or to anything I don't say. Because now is the time for your mind to just rest. Time is quieter. You're going to just let that mind drift back to a time of peaceful, calm awareness. And we have all had them at some time before our traumatic event. There was a place of peaceful, calm awareness. Your subconscious mind knows that. If you find that difficult right now, make a place of peaceful, calm awareness. Focus on something beautiful. Focus on something you love. When these things happen during the day, listen to a song, to music. Picture somebody you care about. Picture nature. The sky, anything, just go to a peaceful, calm place. It's effortless, really. Whether this is that or that is this. You may be right, may be wrong. None of that matters. Just relax now. You're becoming completely unaware of anything that's around you. Nothing bothers you. Just let your conscious mind drift far away and just not bother about anything. I can assure you your quiet mind is alert and listening to everything I say. While your conscious mind, that wonderful protector, our conscious mind is there all the time trying to protect us. And it does a really good job. Most of the time. But sometimes it gets hooked on that. I must protect. I must protect. I must survive. I must survive. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And it's hooked in that awful loop of being overstimulated. So we are now giving that protector, your conscious mind, permission. It's done a very good job. So take a break. You know, conscious mind, you can come back when there is a genuine emergency. But you don't have to be on duty all the time. It will become very relaxed, just like your body, peaceful and calm. Your body, mind and your protector are a team. It doesn't even have to bother listening. Your quiet mind knows. You don't need to know anything. Just drift away. And now you think, and you know, you can forget so easily. You can forget certain things and you can remember other things. It is within your mind's power to forget things you do not want to think about. Just remember things that make you feel good and happy. And some of those things that your quiet mind has put aside, we can now bring to resolution. Now, as I count from 10 down to 1, why don't you visualize a sleeping figure? somewhere in front of you. You don't have to be near that figure yet. 10. Nothing bothers you. 9 and 8. You have that sleeping figure in your line of sight. 7. It's getting closer. 6. You can see that figure, that person. 5. It's you. 4. You're sleeping deeply and peacefully. 3. Free from the worries of the world. 2. Free from the phantoms and the fears of the mind. 1. You can now see your sleeping self. See the rise and fall of your chest as you're looking at that person. Now, I'd like you to imagine a tiny piece of your quiet mind. It slips into that sleeping figure. And now you slip inside your sleeping self. That's right, you're inside yourself. Just imagine that you're now walking down a brightly lit hallway or corridor. And as you wander, this corridor or hallway can be any colour that you would like to visualise, any colour that would be relaxing to you, that would soothe you. You can make this corridor anything you wish. Have pictures on the wall as you walk down, pictures of people or things you love and admire. And just stroll down this quiet, beautiful, serene corridor. And as you're walking down, you notice lots and lots of rooms, or lots of doorways to rooms. And you're drawn to one particular door. Maybe you can see a light coming from underneath that door. There's nothing in this room that can harm you. You feel no emotions at all when you go in there. Open the door, knowing it's going to be safe. Slowly open the door. It's brightly lit, and there's nobody there. This is your safe place. It has an exit door, which is incredibly important to you. Feeling and knowing that you need an exit at any time is perfectly right. There's nothing wrong in that. So know wherever you are, even if it's not this safe room, you can be assured where the exit door is and you are calm. You see in front of you in this room, panels with buttons and dials and controls. As you go into this room now, just look around. Look at all those buttons and gauges and become familiar with this room, your place, your time that is for you. Maybe just sit in a completely huge billowy chair. Any colour that relaxes you, you sit in the chair. It folds in around you. You are feeling zero emotions. You look at all the dials and the buttons on the wall. Maybe there's a gauge that says intrusive, upsetting memories. That's right, turn it down off. And still feeling zero emotions. Can you see a dial or button or gauge that says nightmares? There is a remote if I forgot to mention, on the arm of the chair, right where you can touch it at any time. Now that button that says nightmares, go ahead, turn that down or off. Still feeling no emotions whatsoever, just calm and quiet. Can you see a switch that says intense drama and distress? Of course you can. Turn that down or off there. We're now looking at a button that says pounding heart, rapid breath, nausea, tension. Now just turn it off. There you go. You're doing perfectly. You're just calm and relaxed. All these dials are turned down or off. So, in turning down or turning them off, you are gaining complete control over your emotions that have been running amok for quite a long time now. And the more they run, the more they get crazy. Just give them a name or give them a vision, and just those little, whatever they are, when they creep up on you, they're going to stop because you have a switch to deal with that. Now, maybe there's one that says unwarranted fear, avoidance, loss of interest and turmoil. Turn that down or off. Doesn't it feel good? As you're doing this, you are having no emotions. You're turning this gauge lower because you've had some loss of interest in life. And they're all going to be turned down or off. Another switch that you can see or feel says detach feelings. I'm detaching, or we detach from others. That emotional numbness. Here we go. Down or off. You've now become so deeply relaxed, your subconscious or quiet mind is fully alert and listening to the things that I am saying. And it will listen to these safe and helpful suggestions and integrate them within you so that you get back to that great life you wish to thrive. And now you can easily have, and soon will have, your deep in relaxation. From now on and permanently into your future, Those memories are going further and further away in your conscious mind and your emotions, away from all the effects that a traumatic event created. If you are in the military or deployed in service, anything you experienced, the things that followed you like a shadow, you're now coming into the sun again. And you know when you're in midday sun, a shadow can't be cast. You can stand tall, and there are aspects of things you did in your life previous to the memory that is just bothering you. You can adapt and integrate back to the here and now. No more life of the there and then. Back to the here and now. Life strengths deep inside you can draw upon. You know, I know. You can adapt and improvise everything you knew Bring it back to everyday life now and become more calm, more at peace in anything difficult or trying. Whatever things may seem at the time. You don't need to feel guilt. You are here. You know that you are a wonderful, strong person that has just been highly sensitive for a while. You know that that's true. I know it's true. So stand strong in your own truth, with no guilt, no punishment, just the strength to move forward. You can, and you do. Any pictures from the past, the there and then, rapidly fades. It has no power in the now. You remain more calm, more attuned to those closer to you. No more restricted by the past. It's time to take an about turn. To focus on your future. And the many things that you can do. You will find you sleep deeply. Nightmares have no place in your future. Any negative feelings or shadows from the past fade comfortably from your mind. You're going to go calmly and confidently into your future. It's like a rebirth again of how you were. Just as you're lying there relaxed, across from one side of your body comes a flurry of spheres or bubbles. As they travel across your body, you're tracking them from one side to the other. They go back across you. And then they huddle in the corner, bumping up and down, and go back. Look at them go across your line of vision. Those bubbles or spheres are picking up all those memories. Everything where you hurt and you're miserable, where you don't feel any benefits that have arisen from your suffering, because that process of suffering has gone inward. They are now lifting. Turmoil, fears, worry, loneliness, detachment are just seeping out from your body. It doesn't matter where they seep out. It can be from your brain and your head. It can be a spewing forth of silent words from your mouth and throat. It can be from the tightness of your heart. That heart just let all those bad things, those memories go, leaving space for new, wonderful things. And the space for those things previous to the trauma to come back. You're okay. I promise. You're okay. If those fears and memories and pictures are coming from your stomach, that solar plexus, just let them come up. Let them come from your legs. And they all, tiny particles, tiny atoms of memories, they can't hurt you anymore. They're going into those bubbles. They're going into those spheres and they're bumbling and bumping into each other and shaking around, and they go back and forward, side to side, jumbling and tumbling and tumbling and bumbling. Just mixed up, all the turmoil, all the fears. And as they bumble across, you're feeling so much stronger. Your insides are expanding and feeling wonderful. You're immune to those things because you've been through them. They're gone. They're in those bubbles. And now we're just going to let those bubbles disappear. A huge, strong wind has come off from one of the sides and blown them up in the atmosphere to smithereens. And as they shatter, as those pieces of debris fall back through the atmosphere, they change. They change to sprinkles of beautiful colours, sparkling glitters, anything, just tiny, tiny pieces of essence or ice. falling back to the ground, falling round you, and with them comes a greater sense of compassion and empathy for others and their experiences in life. Because of what you have experienced, Paul, strong things. You've experienced them firsthand. From now on, you'll be able to fully enjoy and truly appreciate how wonderful the good and happy times truly are. Now, I am telling you, giving you permission, let go of the past. You've let them flow comfortably away. You will begin to feel daily how easy all that suffering is to get over and leave behind. Smooth seas never made a good sailor. You know that's true. And how easily you know, or you now realise you're stronger. Like a tree, you have survived and have the strength to cope with anything that comes along. Positive, motivated, and with a better attitude to others. You are immensely powerful. Outworn, unwanted habits and thoughts and beliefs have gone. Safely taken care of. Unwanted, negative, unnecessary clutter from the past. It's over now. You can let it go and replace it with relief. Replace with calm confidence and more understanding. Mind actions and reactions you will more easily be able to tolerate. All the people, places and things that used to disturb and annoy you, they won't bother you anymore. Or any longer. Nothing. You will be able to easily and happily adjust to your environment. Be better. Think better. You'll be thinking better thoughts now, new and better able to move on. Lighter and expanded. Ready to accept happily all that life holds for you from this time forward. Those moments are over. It has stopped. The replays ended because they're not needed any longer. And your quiet mind knows that those replays can and should end. They benefit nothing and nobody. There's nothing in this world or in this universe that would wish you to keep suffering again and again. So be comfortable and let the past rest. You're able to do that, you know. You've ended that chapter, closed it to all except a calm acknowledgement and gratefulness for the life lessons learned. Time now to return to a stronger, more motivated life now. Motivated to give to others the energy that comes from the satisfaction in knowing you have a lot to pass on. You're a teacher now, with all the wisdom of the wise. Please, please, in your quiet mind, believe me now. Suffering is not part of life. It's a very short thing that happens to us, maybe to learn, to grow from. If you continue to keep listening over and over again to this recording, you will move on and begin to change your life. And eventually, I will make another recording to follow this, not mentioning too much of the old wounds and turning them down or making them disappear, because you will be doing that, and I will just put a recording of good paths to establish. But if you go to that corridor, go to that room, with or without me, and turn off all those dials, all those switches during your daily life. If something triggers you, if something gives you the start of a panic attack or even starts one, just calm down, breathe, remember my voice. I too have walked that path. Listen to this recording again and know that this is normal, that we can change it and move on with your wonderful, wonderful life and let those things go like they did in the bubbles. Up, up and away. Completely away from you. You don't need them. But the sprinkles that come out of them and come back to you will be the really good bits. The frosting on the cake, what you learned, what made you a better person. You don't have to go out and bludgeon it into people. Just be a calm person. Your energy will come out and transfer to any place in this universe. So sleep on. Sleep on, my friend. Or rest on. Go back to any of these thoughts, the good ones. Eliminate the shadows and the dark clouds. Just put them in a bubble, let them go. And when you're ready to come back to, maybe after a night's sleep, come back in the morning. Come back from this rest. Come back from this listening to assist you to be healthy again. You will be coming back better, happier, stronger, everything ready to start your day. Vital with being able to look forward to a future better than the one you've just been living. You just left those switches with the volume turned up. Oh my goodness, too loud. Turn it down, turn it off. In fact, anything that bothers you, see it as a dial or a switch, and turn the darn thing off. Good night.